We are the builders. So said George Osborne as he put on his hard hat again this week. The Chancellor promised to build hundreds of thousands of affordable new homes. Or to be more precise, he offered subsidies, not just to buyers, but also to developers and housing associations, to ensure that those houses do get built. No wonder shares in the major house builders rose on the news. But can this plan deliver where so many in the past have failed? Sancho Berg reports.
Beneath the railway tracks in Hackney, East London, is a new brick building studded with large windows. A pocket block.
Hello, is that Helen?
Pocket, a small developer, builds affordable starter homes for people like Helen and Ryan, who are in their 30s and both work in the NHS.
Come round. How long have you been here?
Since June, so...
Not very long.
At just 38 square metres, their one-bedroom flat is the size of some luxury hotel rooms, smaller than many council flats. There's only a shower, no room for a bath. But it's bright, well-designed, and it's theirs. Helen rented in Hackney for a decade, watched prices rise, never thought she'd own a home here.
Absolutely not. No, it would have been impossible. So we keep saying, every time someone asks us about the flat, we keep saying, oh, we've been incredibly lucky to be able to buy in Hackney. And it still feels like that, actually, to me now. Sort of pinching myself every time I get to sort of, yeah, come home to the flat.
It is quite small. If you had a baby, where would you put the buggy and all the baby stuff? I'm sorry, that's a bit pushy. But...
No, I agree. And it is a consideration. It's not, you know, it's not something we haven't thought about. But I suppose we wouldn't want to move out immediately, would we? And I think it's something we just have to, you know, it's worth sacrificing a little bit of space to be in central London.
Pocket has only built 200 flats, though they're working on 600 more and plan to build thousands in the years ahead. They get more flats onto a site than house builders usually do, and they negotiate the land price down with local authorities keen to keep their key workers local. Mark Vlessing is the chief executive of Pocket.
We commit to the local authorities that we'll achieve a price point of at least 20% below the market, and often we go well beyond that. And of course, in doing so, we can create endless amounts of demand. The complexity is not getting demand. The complexity is overcoming the supply constraints.
We are the builders, George Osborne said in his autumn statement, promising 400,000 new homes by the end of the decade. The government won't build them, of course. That will be up to housing associations and developers, especially the so-called volume house builders. Thanks to the recession and consolidation, there are very few small developers now. Government money will help release land, and changes to planning should make it easier to build. But some question whether this approach can solve the country's housing crisis. The architect, Lord Rogers, who headed the Labour government's urban task force in the 1990s, is deeply sceptical.
As we've seen over a number of decades, the house builders do not respond to government statements, they respond to the bottom line. They are owned, after all, by private businesses. They have shareholders. That's their interest. What we used to have, when the government was actually made up of local authorities and so on, then the local authorities would specify how many houses, how many apartments, what it's going to be. And then the house builders would come along and build the houses. That's gone. And with that, a total failure in the housing market.
But local authorities still do have the control to a degree because they still, of course, have planning powers. They decide what can get built and in what time frame.
I happen to work in Hammersmith. You can't really ask Hammersmith, with a minute organisation of planners, to try and argue with major developers what should go on the site. It's just not fair. It's David and Goliath wins.
The Home Builders Federation says there's been a significant rise in new housing starts over the last year, that problems with land and planning keep the numbers down. Control remains with the councils, they say.
It's been a rather cosy position for the volume house builder in this country over the last 25, 30, 40 years.
Mark Vlessing, a former banker, believes the industry has to change.
I've only been in this industry for 12 years, but I'm starting to feel like an old hand. I'm absolutely convinced that from the volume house builder and from the housing associations as the two main silos of delivery, we will never get the supply increases we need to bring anything like an equilibrium between demand and supply in this country. So you need the SMEs to enter.
He hopes government policy will help create those SMEs, small and medium enterprises. Meanwhile, according to Lord Rogers, the situation is critical.
We are in a mess now. At the same time, places like London are growing at a tremendous rate. When I started here, going back to the post-war period, London was 6.5 million. We're now looking at 9 million. Where's the increase? Where's the increase of housing?
That's why the Mayor of London's office will soon be publishing the Doomsday Book, as Boris Johnson's called it, a survey of all underused land in the capital in public hands. It's an opportunity. Many more sites could come to market in London. Across the country, authorities will be looking to sell too. But cash-strapped local councils, NHS trusts, may want to sell that land for as much as they can, which doesn't work for the pocket model.
Sancho Berg reporting.